Two people, three questions, one possible outcome.
It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Hang Up or Hang Out on Star 102.5.
Two listeners on the phone this morning. We're going to find out if we can get them through three questions, send them on a date. Let's first meet Bill. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Hey.
Tell us a little bit about you, Bill.
I'm born and raised in Des Moines, 28 years old, and I teach middle school science.
Oh, very cool.
Cool.
All right. And we're curious this week, what's the most expensive food you've ever eaten?
I've got a buddy who's a bit of a coffee snob, and once he made me try this really nice, Colombian coffee that he'd just gotten in. And he was being like really weird and cagey about it. And when I asked him what it was, he was just like, "No, just try it." I didn't love it, but when he told me it was $120 a pound, I nearly spit it out.
Right.
Wow.
Right. I wonder if it was that monkey poop coffee.
I did not want to ask.
Well, we're assuming it is. Okay. Now let's meet Marissa. Hi, Marissa.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing, Marissa?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
We're good. Tell us a little bit about you.
I work for the state, which sounds exciting, but it's not.
Okay. All right.
I'm from Des Moines.
Okay.
Which is also,
you're
exciting.
Right. Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay. And how about you? Most expensive food you've ever eaten?
Some girlfriends, we went to Las Vegas a couple years ago, and we went to the steakhouse, and I had a, $220 steak.
Ooh. Wow.
Was it awesome?
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. It was like chocolate cake consistency. It was so perfect.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which probably just means it sat out for a really long time.
Well, it was supposed to be that Kobe.
Yeah, it's aged. It sits out for 3 years or something at room temperature, which doesn't seem right.
Okay. All right. She says it was delicious, so we'll take her word for it. Yeah, here's how this works. We will ask you up to three questions. We get you both your responses after each question, and then we give you a chance to hang up. If you want to do that, you're free to do that. No pressure here. Otherwise, stay on the line, and if at the end of all three of our questions you're both still there, we're paying for you to go out. So first question's coming from Kurt. Goes to you first, Bill.
All right, if we gathered all your friends and we were to ask your friends, what would they say? They say you would always mooch what?
Beer.
Thanks, Homer.
I was like, yes, I do.
Yeah.
That did sound like Homer Simpson.
I never have it at my house, and whenever I'm at my buddy's house, I like bring the cheapest six pack I can get and just drink the good stuff. And if I ever do have beer in my fridge,
it's
Duff
beer.
Rag on me for getting...
It's Duff. Okay. All right. You're cheap on beer. All right. Mm-hmm. How about you, Marissa?
It's lipstick, actually. I don't know why. It's like I own plenty. I buy lipstick all the time, but I'll see some color on my friend, and I just think it's going to look the same on me, and I'm always trying other people's lipstick.
It always blows my mind how much women share lipstick.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I get sort of weird about it, and I'll ask people to just put it on their finger and then put it on their lips.
Oh, that's not offensive.
Oh, yeah.
Can I borrow your lipstick? Yeah, but not on your lips. Because I'm not sure what that is.
Okay. All right. It's a lipstick for Marissa here. Okay. So if it's her first chance for you to hang up, if you'd like, we'll count to three. If you're both still there, we'll move on to question two. One, two, three. I hear no hang-ups. I hear Marissa laughing. Bill?
Still here.
Yay, good. All right.
Get a quick cup of coffee, then come back for this.
Next, with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Can we get through two more questions? Keep both of them on the line? Well, if so, we're sending them on a date. Next question, we're going to talk about their jealousy, their jealous streaks. That's on the way in about 8 minutes.
Taking the stress out of the morning routine.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.